up, YouTube? I am your host, Mediocre Tutorials and Reviews, back in here with one more video. Guys, listen, I just came across this video not too long ago. Apparently, it's a young lady who is upset that she recently broke up with her boyfriend after he consumed the degree of the red pill and it forever changed their relationship. So let's go over it without further ado.
So my boyfriend turned red pill. And at this point, we haven't spoke for about a month. And I can't cope with the fact that someone who I saw is so compassionate and thoughtful and intelligent, so caring and open-minded, just completely did a 180. They were just so supportive and caring. And even when I would have my self-sabotaging episodes, they still loved me.
Red flag already. You talking about having self-sabotaging episodes? Baby girl, you're emotionally downtrodden. You're emotionally unhealed. And to expect a young man to be your goddamn therapist, to be so caring and so soothing through your self-sabotaging episodes is absolutely ridiculous. But maybe I'm judging too early. Let's proceed.
It really felt like a blessing. And being with them made me realize, like, all the things that I needed to work on. But it came to a point where I started noticing differences in them. Like, I started noticing that they would talk to me like I was like their child, like something that they had to have control over. And then it evolved into hypothetical arguments all the time. Like, just about the stupidest stuff, about like child support and what makes a woman valuable.
What?
And like what women want in a man, yeah. All that. I'm like, I don't know why you're talking to me about this.
Oh God.
And it would get so bad because it really just pried at my insecurities, especially when talking about like women whose dads left.
She's a loser.
And I would always just end up crying and asking, oh my god, why? Like, why are you doing this? And as someone who has like poor emotional control, it took a lot to not just like blow up all the time.
She's a loser.
Loser.
I said that before, and probably some of you guys were like, well, tell us why, MTR. I'll tell you exactly why. She complains that the man was talking to her like a child, but then she also admits to having poor emotional control. Guess who else has poor emotional control? Children. You see, as you become an adult, one of the key markers of adulthood is that you can control your damn emotions because the world doesn't revolve around you. You are not the main character. Okay? Just because you feel a certain type of way doesn't mean that your feelings are accurate or that the man has to be the pincushion for your emotional roller coaster. From a hormonal perspective, yes, women guide their lives with a much more emotion. And I think from a biological perspective, there's a lot of benefit within that between the yin and yang, between the masculine as well as the feminine. However, admitting that you self-sabotage and admitting that you have poor emotional control gives us a lot more information to the type of woman that he was dealing with. And looking at the content within the spaces right here woke him up to how he should actually be treated as a man. Because see, he found this content because he sensed something was wrong. He sensed something was amiss. His boys hit him up and said, why did Susan just act like that last night? Why did she take you out of whatever you were doing to have fun? Why did she call you while you were having fun with us? Why this? Why that? And he began to question the relationship that he was in because the bullshit that you pull him through is what men have been convinced to deal with through mainstream media propaganda as promoted within modern media today. Pay attention.
And it was so hard to just step back and be like, okay, that's like, he's just going through a weird phase. That's not the person who he is. It just kept progressing. And no matter how much I tried to improve myself and just give him what he was asking for, I felt like it just wasn't enough. I still don't understand what he was asking for, because these types of women that red pill podcast men talk shit about, like, I don't have a lot in common with. Like,
I'm sorry, let me just read some of this garbage. This is not to say there is anything wrong with women who party and dress how they want or that we don't have anything in common. Women aren't the issue.
I don't go out. I don't party. I don't dress really showy. I'm not a gold digger. Like, all I wanted was to just be loved by somebody. Mm-mm. I felt like I was being torn apart. Like, I did this, but it wasn't enough. I don't know what to do.
What's happening here is oftentimes what I see where women take a look at certain different types of content creators or certain different type of podcasts, and they prescribe kind of the lowest barometer of women towards the talking points. And the reason why they do that is because it is an escape route, right? It's a get out of jail free card. Well, I'm not like that type of woman. I'm not an OnlyFans model. I'm not a stripper. I have a college degree. Therefore, they're not talking about me. Therefore, the things that they're saying do not apply to me. But guess what, man? We often talk about the state of the emotionally unstable woman today, the same type of woman that fixes her emotions when she goes into the workplace, but around me and in a relationship, she acts like a child. Now, at the same time, let me give credence. There's always three sides to every story, and we don't know all of the damn sides. And oftentimes I see men come across content within the space, and depending upon who they choose to follow will help them understand a degree of balance within the talking points that they thrust out into these dialogues, these conversations, whether it be in group settings or with the person in a relationship with. But I'm less likely to believe from someone who's self-admittedly that they are an emotionally unstable person. Let's go.
It just wasn't gonna work for them because I was too American and I didn't understand, and the women overseas are better. And it just really broke my heart. It broke my heart so bad. And it got to the point where my family witnessed it firsthand, like what they were doing. And that's when it ended. And I can't find closure because I'm like, what happened to that person?
To your pincushion.
I feel like I don't know who this person is. What happened to the person I felt safe with? Because
what happened to your whipping boy?
Who they became? Sometimes I did not feel safe, and it just hurts so bad. It hurts so bad.
Oh, this is terrible.
And I can't wrap my head around it. I can't believe it. I feel like red pill men stole my future husband from me because I really thought this was the person. And even after talking about this, I'm like physically shaking because it was just so bad.
I'm physically shaking. Oh my gosh, he turned into a red pill man. He's stolen him away from me. Me, nothing about accountability, nothing about fixing her emotional instability or her self-saboteur state of living and emotional incapability, nothing about that. It's all other. I am the main character. Let me take my emotions that make me physically shake as if he's a woman beater, and let me plaster that all over the internet. You even doing this alone is a red flag, ma'am. I hope you understand that. Men appreciate respect, and one of the ways that you respect a man is to respect his privacy. So if you believe that you're still in a relationship, y'all are definitely exes now at this point, especially if the young man continues to watch content in a sector like this. We can't trust women like you. You're too Western. You're too modern. You're forever a victim. You don't understand, men, and you go on no quest within yourself to try to understand men because you have so much fixing within yourself to do. And that's fine. Go off and fix yourself, because the last thing that you should be doing in a relationship is looking towards a man in order to fix you. Let's listen to the last couple of seconds.
Like, at this point in my life, I don't want anybody. I don't want to be with anybody.
Good.
If they're going to do that to me, if they could just treat me that way.
To my young kings out there, do understand that there's a reason for gender roles in a relationship. If you let an emotionally unstable and incapable woman lead you in a relationship, not understand your role as being a masculine leader, then it will never work out. Unless from the core of your essence, you're a feminine young man, but it can never work. Sensitive women, much more emotionally baked, and I'm talking about within the boundaries of reality, unlike her, she's got issues, but a much more emotionally feminine, sensitive women love masculine men. They love leaders. And in fact, they do not operate well unless you are providing security, provision, as well as protection and leading them to the promised land and back. What happened to this young man is that he realized he was pedestalizing that which is unworthy of be pedestalizing. Went on the internet, found content that began to restructure in his mind his importance and his power as a man, and began to communicate that. Now, the way that he probably communicated it was very rough, especially if he became angry or was in a state of rage as he was communicating it. I can see and understand that. But once you communicate your rightful place within the relationship or begin to communicate that you are a man of value and substance and presence as well, and if they are not in the mindset to come along with the same ride that you are on, then you gotta leave them back to the streets.
She belongs to the streets. Percocet, my little Percocet.
At the end of the day, my G, you leave women like this alone because they're victim-seeking time wasters. Within your young 20s, it's the most amount of time that you have to dedicate to creating yourself within your masculinity as well as within your manhood to be the greatest version of yourself possible. And if you waste your damn time on time wasters, and I'm not even just talking about women like this, the hub, alcohol and drugs, overindulging in video games, these things will lead you to a life of perpetual unhappiness. The greatest decision that you will ever make in your life is deciding on the exact type of woman that you choose to wake up to each and every day. And if you choose the correct one, it will exponentially increase the degree of potential happiness within your life. We must work hard, them less so, to achieve the same degree of joy and or happiness. W's down into the chat for the young king for understanding his greatness. Questions, comments, concerns? God already know what to do. Miyoga tutorials and reviews at gmail.com. What'd you guys think about the content today? Leave your thoughts, feelings, ideologies down in the comment box down below so we can have a conversation about it. Until next time, you too. Peace.